And Negroes throughout the South today are saying, we are tired. We are good and tired. We are doggone sick and tired. Said the Reverend Martin said last week, but I'm thinking it. They want to let people the world over know that we have grown weary, letting people throw mud in our faces and then stand by and let them rub it in. And I think you know what I really mean. Recently, the city of Tuskegee elected to withdraw itself from the mainstream of Americanism. They, through their senator, have secured passage of a bill to withdraw its boundary lines so that it becomes again the village that it was 75 years ago. They claim that they know nothing about it. But may I remind them that the sins of omission are often as vicious as the sins of commission. So either by the sins of commission or the sins of omission, they have given their consent.
That's right.
One of our newspapers stated in an editorial a few weeks ago that this action had received the nod of approval from the white citizens of Tuskegee. They have in this way, if in no other, asked that they be isolated about the village square. So they are not as innocent as some would have us believe and as has been said in the press during the past week. If by no other method, certainly by their silence on this subject,
that's right,
they have asked for isolation around... They have asked that they be isolated in that little area around the square. I think that we ought to let them happen.